with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. After an Oval Office clash with Ukraine's leader, President Trump said yesterday he was unhappy with Vladimir Zelensky's position.
I think he very much overplayed his hand. We're looking for peace. We're not looking for somebody that's going to sign up a strong power and then not make peace because they feel emboldened, and that's what I saw happening.
Zelensky told the Fox News channel later that Ukraine will not enter peace talks with Russia unless it has some kind of security guarantees moving forward.
You know, just a ceasefire without security guarantees, this is so sensitive for our people. I'm speaking like a president of a people who are in this struggle 3 years, and they just want to hear that America on our side and that America will stay with us, not with Russians, with us. That's it. But I'm sure that it will be. This is the first step.
A majority of voters say they favor an election integrity measure recently advocated by President Trump.
A survey of 1,210 U.S. likely voters was conducted on February 24th and 26th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. The Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday shows that 50% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. 48% disapprove.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. Consumer prices inched a little lower last month, but consumer spending dropped even more.
Government says inflation edged a tenth of a point lower last month compared to December. 2.5% in January. It's getting closer to the Fed's 2% target. At the same time, consumer spending fell 0.2% last month from December.
That report from correspondent Rich Thomason. He says the monthly decline in consumer spending was the biggest seen since February of 2021. Stocks rebounded to mitigate their losses for the month on Friday. This is SRN News. Americans sounding off on their favorite issues.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults what issues they're most concerned about, and 50% say the state of moral values in the country is one of them. It ranks higher on the list than racism, gun violence, and so-called climate change. But even morals place way behind pocketbook issues, which remain tops for Americans these days. Inflation, the cost of health care, and poverty all outrank concerns about morality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit challenging Georgia's near ban on abortion is headed back to a trial court to decide whether the people who want to overturn the law have legal standing to do so. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 to require the trial court judge to re-examine the standing issue. The court cited its own January decision in an unrelated case that changed state law on who may in fact bring such a lawsuit. This is SRN News. Senator Dave McCormick says that Republicans in the upper chamber should use their majority to help the president expand the U.S. military.
I think we have a very dangerous world, probably the most dangerous it's been since the end of World War II. We've got not only the challenge of an adversary, a hostile adversary in China, but we also have what's going on with Iran and North Korea and, of course, Russia, who's also an aggressor.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says that it will take a strong commitment to transparency for the Trump administration to rebuild the once stellar reputation of the FBI.
That's the only way we're going to get back. I was always a very strong supporter of the FBI. I began to be very disenchanted when Comey did not prosecute Hillary Clinton.
Former Senator Jim Talent spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.